Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. One. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, you A to the Y, S, we the best, yeah, we fight, not a test, our radios flies in the old wagon set, like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit, bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local
everything,
online radio, independent everything.
Live episode of Invent Everything. I am your host, Franz the Hybrid, one of allthingsfranz.com, Radio Franz. This is Music Video and More Show. And
hello.
Do I have a caller on the line?
Yes. This is 2J.
Who am I speaking with?
Jerry Williams from 2J, Cleveland Unlimited Records.
Yeah, I'm not sure what has happened on the other end. Franz was in the middle of doing his introduction, and I'm not sure what happened to him. But I am Nikia Qualis, your other host of Independent Everything. I am the executive A&R for Metal to Music Records, Metal to Music Entertainment Management, also the owner of In Motion Events and Shoes in Motion, and also host of AllThingsFranz.com radio every Thursday. Again, I am not sure what has happened with Franz, but he's disappeared. But nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and get right into this interview. I am joined today with Cleveland Unlimited Records rap, R&B, hip-hop duo 2J out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Unfortunately, Franz normally reads the bio, and so I don't have the bio in front of me. I would be going on recollection right now, and I'm going to say 2J is comprised of two gentlemen by the name of Jerry Williams and Julius McCullum. Is that right
yes,
so
ma'am.
Far?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Julius, who likes the country and the rap and the rock? Julius, right?
Yes, ma'am, he does.
And then Jerry used to do gospel rap or gospel hip-hop with a young lady and used to be in the group called Voices of Praise, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
My memory's not too bad. And today on the line, I have with me Jerry Williams, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of Independent Everything. I'm not sure if you were able to speak with Franz prior to him getting disconnected or whatever. It's strange that we're still on because he's controlling the dashboard. So it's strange that he's gone, but we're still on. Nevertheless, if we get disconnected, give me time to get on the dashboard and then call back in, and we'll continue your interview. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very good, very good.
I'm glad that you were able to join us today. Before we get started with the interview, I want to give a special shout-out to Cleveland Unlimited Records and Gregory Beasley. He is an outstanding gentleman. He's constantly getting me new music to get in rotation on our shows and artists to get interviewed. So eventually we're going to have to definitely get him over here and get him interviewed. But shout out to him for all that he's doing. I see him on Facebook. He's promoting just as hard as I am. So shout out to him for all that he is doing. How did you get involved with Gregory and Cleveland Unlimited Records?
Well, when I made like three songs. And I posted it on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. And I guess by chance he was going through. He told me that usually he listened to like the first 30 seconds of a song, but he said he liked it, all of them, and he listened through all of them, and he asked me did I wanted to, you know, get with him, and I said yeah.
Okay, and now you're signed to Cleveland Unlimited Records, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And you, now, is it just the name that says Cleveland, or are they actually based in Cleveland?
Yes, ma'am, they're actually based in Cleveland.
Okay, and you all are still in Mississippi?
Yes, I'm still, me and Julius, we're still in Mississippi.
Okay. That's kind of how we run things here at Metal 2 Music Records. We're based out of Carlsbad, New Mexico, but we have artists that are everywhere across the United States and then about five different other countries as well. This new age, it's great that we have all of this, you know, new age and social media so that we can connect with our artists and, you know, stay in contact with our artists and get the music out, you know, to their fans and their followers. What made you go into the music industry? Without me having to dig back into the bio, where did your love for music come from, your passion for music? What made you go into music?
Well, like I put on the bio, I've been doing music, or, well, liking music in a way, for as long as I can remember, because everybody in my family, you know, they played in the band or played the keyboard, sung in the choir. So I always had a dealing with music. And eventually down the line, a guy helped me to start creating my own music. And that's how I got deep into it.
So when you say create, do you mean as in songwriting or as in creating the and composing the beats for your tracks?
Well, I started with everything digitally. I started composing beats first, and then after I composed so many, that same guy, he taught me, you know, ways to write raps together and, you know, put it with the beats. And pretty much that sounded, started at the same time around when I was 15. We, I was working at a chicken house, and he showed me how to do all these things. And I took it to the next level to continue to learn how to do it and progress.
So at 15, you're working in a chicken house, and that's when your passion developed for music? Is that what I'm hearing?
As far as making it, that's when all of it started. But like I said, as far as liking music, I always liked it from when I was younger. Because like I said, my family played in a band or, like I said, played on the keyboard and stuff. So I used to go mess with the keyboard every now and then, see what I could do.
So do you play instruments other than the keyboard?
Well, I play the trumpet, the tuba. I know a little bit how to play the trombone. Those are the only, and some, a little bit on the drum. Those are the only instruments I know.
Well, that was enough. It looks like you had the whole brass section right there.
Yes, ma'am. I love brass.
I'm a woodwind, so I played all of the saxophones and the piano.
Okay. That's pretty good.
What would you say your, or who would you say, I know you mentioned your family, but your inspirations to get out on a daily basis and grind like you do, who are the people that influence you on a daily basis?
Growing up, I always used to listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's still to this day is my favorite group, and I've seen how they came out of nowhere and was able to become legends pretty much. And they still are great. So that's who I looked after to, you know, get out there and really, like I said, put my music out.
If you had the opportunity to perform with them, I'm sure you would, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
But are there other artists? are there other artists, living or deceased, if you had the opportunity to perform with them or collab with them, who would they be?
I like Eminem, little Young Jeezy and T.I. You know, I like how they style is Southern, and I'm a Southern, so I like their style. I would love to, you know, perform for them.
With that, you mentioning the Southern style of rap and hip hop, what sets you apart, or what sets 2J apart from other groups, or, you know, individual artists, independent artists that are representing the South? What sets you apart? What Southern flair sets you apart from these other artists that are out there?
Well, I say our music is different. We try to talk about issues that's going on instead of faking about what we have and what we don't. You know, we talk about the positive thing. We don't put no cussing in it. And that's one of the things I think that sets us apart.
Most definitely, because I constantly have to remind not only my artists, but, you know, other artists that send me their music to be critiqued, that if you want, you know, radio play on BBS stations, some of the cursing you need to eliminate, you need to tone down on it. So there you should also have a radio version or radio edited version available. And I think sometimes it's too much. If you can write a song, record the song without it being, you know, full of, there's so many ways to express your feelings and to get your thoughts across without having to, you know, have every other word be a curse word. And do you think that because of the past gospel rap, do you think that is a reason why you guys choose not to curse in your music? Or do you just feel that you can get your point across, you can say what it is that you need to say without having, you know, a curse word in your song?
Well, that, like, you definitely don't need it, because as I told the one-on-one,
I can't hear you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But a woman told me, like, she liked it that we didn't have no cussing, because you can play to the kids and the grown folks. And with my daddy also being a preacher, you know, he didn't allow that anyway. So cussing really wasn't in my vocabulary. So we just never put it in any of the tracks, because it ain't needed.
You're still able to convey the same message, get your point across, reach the fans and the followers, both young and old, without, you know, having to use profanity. So I salute you on that right there. Talk to me about your track, What's Going On in the World.
Well, that track was actually, when I wrote it, was based off my life and another guy that I work with, which Julius worked at the same job I work at too. And, like, this one guy, he had it. He had a car, a place, and then all of a sudden he just didn't have none of it. Everything just went away. It's like he was working, trying to be a hard-working man, and it still seemed like it wasn't enough. And I was looking at the things that were going on in the time, like kids getting adopted, parents not watching their kids, and they just running off. People getting shot for no reason. Just many different things is why that song came about, and how I was feeling at that time. It's, like I said, the world, it just don't have no hope no more. And like I said, with the work, the job, like I said, you just working day in, day out, and you don't have nothing to show for.
Okay. Now, with your, my mother's a minister as well, so my faith is really strong. With you knowing right from wrong, but you've seen so much wrong going on in the world, as a group or as a duo, what does 2J do in the community to help right the wrongs that are going on in the world? Are you guys involved in any type of community service projects or, you know,
well,
what, anything in particular?
I would say first, I know working with the city, we work for the city, we definitely help the community a lot. But I know recently, Julius, he had a blanket drive for the homeless people. Because where we stay, they, like I said, they sleep outside. So you, he said, why can't we get blankets up? The one we're not using, it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the lady, she accepted it. He collected a lot of blankets. And, you know, he was able to help the homeless that way.
Hello.
Also,
we're here. I think that is awesome. And I think that you also should incorporate that in your bio as well. It's good that your fans, your followers, and your supporters can not only hear your music, that they can support your music, but they can also, I'm not talking about your family and friends, I'm talking about the ones who are, you know, your fans, who are, these people don't know you, they just have fallen in love with your music, but it's good to see that, because sometimes we tend to get put on a pedestal that we really shouldn't be placed on as artists. And so it's good that people can see that we're still human, that we do activities within our community, that we are still helping, you know, our fellow man. So I think you should incorporate that in your bio so that your fans and followers are seeing that not only are you doing music, but you are doing other good, because your music is doing good, because of what it is it's focused on and what you're talking about and what you're hoping to bring to your listening audience. So the music does great on itself or by itself, but it would be good for them to see that, you know, hey, look what else they're doing. You know, they're putting out good music, they're putting out positive music, but they're also doing positive things in their community as well. Franz, are you there? No, he's not there. All right, so I guess Nakia's going to keep on talking. Who was it with the Catholic? Was that you or Julius?
Well, it was Julius' idea, but, you know, as city workers, we all got involved. And like he told them, everybody else was saying, you know, he should make money for it, which he... See, he's more bold than me, and he told them all. He said he wasn't doing it for the money, which that should be the way everybody should go when they donate.
Right.
But like I said, it was his idea, and he did it, took it to him, and he said he's going to do something else for him down the line. Hopefully we can get that together, you know, do a little show for him and have something in the park for him.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome to promote, you know, 2J, and again, to show your listening audience what it is that you're out there doing in the community. Make sure that Mr. Beasley gets that information to us so that we can promote it, you know, on our end as well. I think maybe the closest artist we have to you guys would be in Louisiana. Well, Alabama, we have artists in Alabama as well and Louisiana, so maybe that would be something that we could, you know, work together on and get our artists, you know, to help you guys out the things that you're trying to accomplish in your area. That would be great. So, you know, if you work out the plans and get everything together, if you'll just let Mr. Beasley know to get in contact with me, then, you know, we can set something up and make this thing huge, and maybe make it like an annual event for your area. That would be great. So now was it you or Julius who liked the country music, the country and the rock?
Well, that's Julius again, which more Michael Jackson, and
okay.
I can't remember the other groups.
It's interesting to see what the makeup of artists. They may perform under one genre, but then there's so many others. You know, we have an artist who he's hip hop, but he sings as well, and you know he raps. So I like to see the diversity in the artist, and because of their backgrounds. You know, because you might have had a love for country or a love for rock, it helps you to be more diverse as an artist, I feel, because you have that that passion and that love for those different types of genres. Are you married or single?
We both are married. He's been married for 12 years. I've been married for 5.
Okay. Do we have children?
Yes, we both got one each, and both of them are girls.
Really? Well, shout out to Mrs. Williams and Mrs. McCullum, and shout out to your children as well. I'm sure they are huge supporters. You have to have a huge, dedicated, I guess, backbone, so to speak. That person has to be there to be your backbone. I know my backbone seems like he's having some technical difficulties today, but you have to have an individual that, you know, pushes you.
Hello. Can y'all hear
me? Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh,
can you hear us?
Hey. How y'all doing? I don't mean to interrupt you. You're on a roll. Keep going. But I just want to make sure I can hear y'all now. I want to make sure y'all can hear me. Yeah, I've had technical difficulties for the last 3 days, and it's killing me. But that's all right. Show one's going. Do your thing.
Look at there. I told you my backbone was missing, and look, he pops right up. So it's always good to have the person that is, you know, that's behind you and that's pushing you. So salute to both Mrs. Williams and Mrs. McCullum. You're signed with the label. Does Gregory manage you as well?
Right now it's just, you know, promoting and getting it out and, you know, selling it and pretty much distributing, which I still have to talk more on that with him, but mainly helping, you know, get people to hear it, which he is promoting it well because, you know, I see a post all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
like whenever he get information, he'll post it. So, you know, he's doing his job to post it.
Now, have you been with Cleveland Unlimited Records since 2014? Or
No, ma'am. We signed actually at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
But, you know, we started talking last year. I can't remember what month it was, but it was sometime last year, and, you know, he told us about it, and he said he was going to put a single out this year, so he did that.
And that single seems to be doing pretty well. We do have it in rotation on allthingsfronds.com radio, which does air, again, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. From 7 to 10 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. Are you working on any other projects at this time?
We definitely, which I told Julius on that, you know, we're trying to make sure the album is ready. That way, you know, if Cleveland Records decide to do the whole album, you know, we didn't know that that's as perfect as we can get it. And at the same time, just making beats and, you know, just talking to other artists and, you know, working on songs with them and recording them and so forth.
Do you have an estimated date that that album's going to be released?
No, ma'am, not at the time, which...
What's the...
Hopefully, at the... At least sometime in this year, definitely, we want to put out.
What's the name of the album?
What's the name of the album?
We ain't thought about that yet. We did... We was going to call it Trouble Rising, which since that was the first song we wrote,
right.
And that's where most of the themes surround around it. But that was, we should have got to think on, but that might be the title.
Okay, and you said that you guys are just producing beats right now. Make sure that Mr. Beasley does get some of those beats over to me. We do have a Metal 2 Music Records beat store with over 200 beats on the store right now. Is it 10? I think it's 10 of the hardest, hardest working
20 plus.
New artists.
20 plus.
20 plus?
20
okay,
plus.
We're at 20 plus. 20 plus. So make sure that he gets some of those beats over to me so that I can get them over to Fries and he can listen to them and see if we can get you guys on the beat store as well.
Okay, then. That sounds good.
We are down to the last couple of minutes of the show. I'm not sure how many, but I know it's getting close. I want to give you enough time to be able to let our listening audience, our followers, our supporters know just how they can get in contact with you all, whether it's for business propositions, whether it's for collaborations. Just give them your contact information. Make sure that you spell everything out if it needs to be spelled, because this show is archived on, of course, the Blog Talk Radio Network, as well as the TuneIn Network, as well as iTunes, as well as Spreaker. So make sure that you enunciate your words so that our followers and listening
Stitcher.
Audience can know how to get in contact. Oh, is it Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Stitcher, my apologies, not Spreaker, it's Stitcher. Anyway, it's archived on 4 different networks, so if you'll go ahead and give them that contact information now.
Okay, well, they can contact me, by phone number, which is 601-307-5103. Once again, that's 601-307-5103. Or they can contact me on Facebook by searching for my name, Jerry Wayne Williams, which is J-E-R-R-Y-W-A-Y-N-E Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, on Facebook, and they can just type in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and search through my name that way, or through email, which is Smeed. S-M-E-E-D Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S at hotmail.com.
All right, and what are the Twitter handles as well?
Ma'am?
The Twitter handles?
It's Smeed Williams 55. So that's S-M-E-E-D-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S 55. And it should come up.
All right. There you have it. Franz, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear
I
me?
Can hear... Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Jerry, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Independent Everything Show. I apologize for the technical difficulties trying to work through them. I thank everybody for joining us on another episode of Independent Everything. Y'all know what it is. Be sure to check out allthingsfronts.com, radio, friends, listeners, music, video, and more show. As Nakia said, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I think. And until we meet again, I want to wish everybody a very happy and relaxed Sunday. It's been another episode of Independent Everything with one half of the member of 2J. Shout out to Greg Beasley, man. Me and Greg go way back, as a matter of fact. We've known each other for some time, so shout out to Greg. I like what he's doing with the label and everything. You guys sound good. I love that track, What's Wrong with the World. It's in rotation, as she said, on allthingsfronts.com radio. Send us some more music. to the next episode of Independent Everything. Y'all do it independent, do it like everything. Y'all know what it is. Nakia, any last words?
Make sure that you tune into Psycho TV tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Ustream Network with CEO Voice and Free Agent hosting.
Psycho TV. Yeah, I like that. I like what she's doing over there. You guys, make sure you join Voice and Free for the Psycho TV episode tonight. So next episode, we'll holla. Love, peace.
And hair grease. Bye.